On Election Day, voters in some Michigan cities said yes to pot. Michigan radio reporter Lindsay Smith joins us. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, Cindy.
So what cities had marijuana proposals on their ballot?
Well, we had a number of cities with different marijuana proposals on the ballot. In Detroit, Flint, and Grand Rapids, there were three similar proposals where it would be inserted into city law if people wanted to make it so that you could possess smaller amounts, and the amounts varied, but this is usually lower than an ounce of marijuana, and you could possess that without getting in trouble, either by city law, so you'd have to be charged under state or federal law, or it would count as like a civil infraction. So this is the case in Ann Arbor where you get, it's kind of like a parking ticket. You get, you know, a $25 fine and you'd go through like a city court as opposed to getting charged under state law. And all three of those proposals passed pretty overwhelmingly, too.
Pretty overwhelmingly. So the voters were pretty clear about what they felt about recreational. We're not talking medical. We're talking total recreational.
Yeah. And this is a little bit different. You know, I guess I should say in Kalamazoo, there was a proposal about medical marijuana dispensaries. So there is sort of, and that also passed. So there is sort of this distinction between medical marijuana and regular marijuana. But I mean, it's essentially the same thing. We're just talking about different uses here.
Sure. Sure. And Ypsilanti voters, they had a proposal as well, but it was a little more like dipping a toe in the water, wasn't it?
Yeah. And Kalamazoo did this last year, actually. So we're seeing a lot of these going through different cities at different times. This one is to make marijuana the lowest priority for city police. So like I said, Kalamazoo passed this last year. And the idea is essentially just that, you know, hey, in general, you shouldn't make this a top priority. Now, in reality, I don't know how much that changes for the police necessarily.
Right. We're going to be exploring that. But what do you think, Lindsay, that voters in all of these cities are saying, whether it's the more kind of more moderate proposal in Ypsilanti or the real clear ones in Detroit and Flint and Grand Rapids, what are voters saying?
I think that they're saying that the mood, at least towards the use of marijuana, I would say has become at least more acceptable in the mainstream. You know, there's a lot of jokes that you can make, but I think that, you know, in a lot of these cases, these are the people that are pushing for these proposals are, you know, middle class, in some cases, business owners or white collar workers who are arguably putting themselves on the line in some ways, where I think people have been hesitant to put themselves out there as somebody who uses marijuana in the past. Now, you know, there's some people who are willing to step to the plate and take it on and give it a shot. And where that has been able to happen and it's been on the ballot, voters seem pretty open to it.
Almost as if, not to put words in the mouths of voters, but almost as if there are a lot bigger problems out there than whether someone is smoking a joint.
Yeah, I mean, in Grand Rapids, particularly the people that were pushing it here, you know, they would, one of their biggest arguments was, let's keep our young kids out of jail. The idea that, you know, if a kid gets caught with pot at a young age, that's going to stay on his record, his or her record. It's going to cause problems if you want to apply for student loans or grants. You know, obviously, if you have a criminal history, it's harder to get a job. So, yeah, a lot of these, I think that's certainly part of the sentiment for sure.
Was there any kind of backlash from drug counselors, people who see marijuana as the gateway drug and don't want marijuana in purses and backpacks of youngsters?
Yeah, that's a huge pushback, even for people who I talked to in Grand Rapids that voted for the proposal. They still had these concerns that, hey, you know, I know people who just have self-control issues in general and say, you know, you allow kids and say it's okay to smoke pot or make the penalty seem lower and it's like not that big of a deal, then you're sending somebody a message and that could be harmful. Certainly, you know, police chief here is really not happy with the proposal, I would say. You're getting pushback from politicians who, you know, want to be tough on crime. And there is certainly pushback with this. So it's going to be an interesting conversation, I think, that'll shape out over the next, you know, probably few years in Michigan.
But really, the practical application from what you're hearing from city officials and police is this is symbolic, but there are still state and federal laws that outlaw it.
Well, there's something to this here because, yeah, I think it depends on how a city wants to react. City leaders are going to make a big difference in how these proposals shape out. In Flint, the emergency financial manager there has said that, look, this isn't going to work. This is symbolic in nature. We're not going to stop. You know, it's still illegal in Flint. This is not a free zone. In Ann Arbor, the same proposal has been in place for a long time, and city leaders there have chosen to follow the way that the city wanted to do it and doesn't really deal with so much offenses under state or federal law. So I think it really depends on how the cops and the local leaders want to deal with it. I really feel like that's going to be key.
I did see in this morning's paper, as far as Detroit, you had Detroit City Councilman Brenda Jones saying, hey, it's still illegal. and Charles Pugh, the council president, said this was a waste of our time. But clearly the voters are saying something.
It is a conflict. You know, you're hitting it on the head that people are more accepting, but people are still, you know, scared. It's still pot, you know. So it's you're still dealing with a Schedule I controlled substance, you know, under federal law.
Lindsay, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Lindsay Smith is Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter. Meanwhile, voters in Colorado and Washington legalized the recreational use of pot on Tuesday, although Colorado's governor had a pretty stern warning for anyone planning to spark up at home to celebrate. In the words of Governor John Hickenlooper, federal law still says marijuana is an illegal drug, so don't break out the Cheetos or Goldfish too quickly. And that's certainly the case in Detroit, Flint, and Grand Rapids, despite the newly passed proposals making small amounts of recreational pot okay to possess. So what does this disparity mean for police and city officials and for someone who might want to smoke pot? Joining us now is David Ullman. He's with the University of Michigan Law School, and he is a former federal prosecutor. David, welcome. What does it really mean now that these ordinances have been passed in some cities around the state?
Well, what that really means is you're not going to have a problem with local police officers, but you still would have a problem with federal and state authorities.
But that kind of sets up issues for local police. Let's say you're a police officer in Grand Rapids. So is it your job then to come in and enforce the federal and state law as well as the local laws? And
generally speaking, the local police are going to concern themselves with the enforcement of local laws. There are times when local police officers work with their federal and state counterparts on particular enforcement priorities, but I doubt marijuana possession would ever be one of them.
So what would you advise anyone listening who live in these towns where the local ordinances have been relaxed? What would you advise them legally if they want to use pot?
Oh, I share the governor of Colorado's view. I would not advise that anyone use marijuana, notwithstanding the passage of these local laws. The significance of these ballot initiatives is they're part of how we change the law in this country and part of how we build broader consensus for the idea that, in this case, perhaps our drug laws should be relaxed. But they don't relax the federal drug laws. Outside of Colorado, They don't relax the state drug laws, and anybody who's using drugs continues to do so at their peril.
So changing those local ordinances does not make marijuana less illegal.
No, it's still illegal under federal and state law, and in fact, the penalties that are available, particularly for federal criminal violations, often are more severe than those that are available under state and local law.
But it sounds like you're saying this is one step down a path of national dialogue.
Yeah, I think that's the broader question that's raised by these victories. You know, are we going to rethink the approach we've taken toward the criminalization of marijuana use and possession? You know, that's a question about which reasonable people can differ, but it's good for us to have that debate. It's good for us to consider whether or not our law enforcement resources are best used in this way, and it's good for us to consider what the contours of our drug policy should be.
University of Michigan Law School professor David Ullman and former federal prosecutor. Thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
You're very welcome.